Thank you for joining us here today at Calvary Church, where we are committed to loving God and loving people. If you have any questions or want to learn more about who we are, visit us online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Steve McDonald.
Welcome to our Calvary Family Blessing Service and the last Sunday of the year 2020. What a year it has been. I'm so glad that you've joined us today so that we can end this year strong and start the next year even stronger. You know, every year I hear from so many of you, so many families within our church, how much they value this service, what it means to you and your family. It's an opportunity for our team to really pray God's blessing on your life as you step into a year full of new possibilities. And this transition has never been more important because, again, it's going to be a year of comeback, a year where we see all the things that God has called us to do and what he has saw us through. And we are so thankful for that. But before we get into today's message, I'd like to quickly invite you all next Sunday to a brand new series, a new series for a new year, a new team-taught series called Mixed Emojis, looking at our emotions and how important and significant they are in our lives. You know, life is filled with ups and downs, and we don't always know what lies ahead. And so we need to know how to deal and handle with these times of uncertainty. And our emotions can often dictate how we respond to the world around us and how we feel and interact with the things that we encounter. So in this new series, as we begin the new year, we'll look at how Scripture teaches us to process our emotions, to bring them under control, and how they can be used to actually help us to fulfill God's purpose in our lives. God designed us in an incredible way. And so this series will help us to understand that grand design. So invite a friend, bring them out next Sunday. This is going to be a great series. We've just come through a year filled with crazy emotions. And so as we go into 2021, we're looking to balance that a little bit. We're looking to bring some of those things into check. And next month is also our 21 Days of Prayer. This is our small group and personal devotional initiative that we do every year. It's a great opportunity for you to really restart things in a positive way. And if you sense that God wants to do more in your life, the 21 Days of Prayer is a great way to frame up your year and to start it properly. So you'll find all the sign-up information on Calvary Connect, and I encourage you to be a part of it as we walk through this season of prayer as we begin the new year together. Now, at the close of today's service, I'd like to pray for you all, pray for you and your families, those of you that are believing God for great things. I want to speak a blessing on each one of you, and I've also invited our pastoral team and our Calvary leaders to join me here online. They're going to be available in the chat to pray with you, so make sure that if you want prayer, that you just click on that live prayer button, and somebody would be so glad to agree with you, to pray with you and your family. And believe God for good things. It's always an honor. Listen, as a pastor, it's one of the greatest honors of my life to pray for you as an individual or as a family. And 2021 is going to be this incredible year of comeback. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to do something in your life where maybe you feel like you've lost some ground, and this is going to be an opportunity for you to take it back, not just for your life, but for your family's life, and even for our church, as we believe God for his protection, for his healing, and for his blessing. Now, the book of James instructs those who are sick in the day to call upon the leaders of the church to come and to pray, and to, in many cases, anoint them with oil. And even though we're not anointing anyone with oil this year, principle of agreement in prayer is exactly the same. James 5:14 says, "Are any of you sick?" Now, that could mean your body, could also mean body, soul, and spirit. You as a whole person. Is there any area of your life that you need to see God bring improvement, healing to? Any part of you that's broken that you want to see restored. You know, this generation is bent on self-help, reading how many books they can read or write or podcast to help you live your best life. The best life that you can live is the one that the creator of the universe has called you to live. And if you want to know what that is and how to live it, then you need to be connected to the one who puts you together. Even the oil that we use and when we pray for the sick, it was never meant to be a magic potion that would guarantee you blessing in the new year. See, only God can anoint, only God can set aside or bless a person for a specific purpose. And it's only His power in your life that can make that happen. The oil was just a symbol of God's power at work within you. As a matter of fact, the origin of anointing was actually an old world practice of setting people apart. You see, people were anointed as a symbol of the blessing that came upon them, the protection, the empowerment in that moment. In 1 Peter 2:9, it talks about being set apart, that we're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, that you and I are a holy nation. And in biblical times, in books like Exodus, 2 Kings, Ecclesiastes, even books like James, people were anointed to signify the blessing of God and the call that was on their life. A person was anointed for a specific purpose, to be a king, to be a prophet or a builder. It was this moment that God set them apart to do the work. And I believe God has anointed you and your family with great purpose, especially as you step into the new year. Now, another meaning of the word anointing is chosen or chosen one. The Bible says that Jesus was chosen. He was the anointed one by God with the Holy Spirit to spread the good news, to bring freedom to the captives, to bring healing to the sick. But see, after Jesus left, He gave you and I the Holy Spirit. So as Christ's followers, we too are chosen. We are also anointed with purpose, chosen to further the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22 says, "Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set His seal of ownership on us, and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come." God is faithful. He's true to His word, and what He promises in your life, He will always see through. So today, as we pray for you, as we pray for your families, God is setting you apart. He's choosing you for this amazing purpose and plan that He's set in motion from the beginning of time. As you, as parents, are believing for God's best in your family, we're going to pray for your kids today, that God would protect them and keep them, that God would protect us even in the hour that we're living today. Now, before we close our service in prayer, I'd like to speak a powerful Old Testament blessing over every one of you. It was originally a blessing God instructed Moses to tell Aaron to give to the people of Israel. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26 says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace." We serve a faithful God who will keep us, who will hold us in place in 2021 and in all the generations to come. He is the solution to the sin sickness. Listen, if there was ever a time to be excited about a vaccine for an incurable sickness, it's Jesus. He is the vaccine. He is the cure for the sin sick heart. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, and He is a faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments." Listen, know this in the depths of your heart. God is forever faithful, and He always keeps His covenant. So right now, wherever you are, gather your family together. I'd love to pray for you. I'd love to pray for all of our church right now. Right now, our leaders and our pastors are also joining me in the chat. And so if you'd like individual prayer, even after I've prayed, they're going to remain online so that they can connect and pray with you. Would you agree with me? Even as you've come in the past to stand with us at the front, now I come to you in your home, wherever you are, to agree and pray for you. Let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak a blessing on every person that hears this message. I pray for every family, for every child, for every teenager and young adult, for every mom and dad, for every individual, for every grandparent. Lord, I pray for each person that, Lord Jesus, they would sense the comfort of the Holy Spirit in their lives. I pray today for healing within them, body, soul, and spirit. I pray that the brokenness would be healed, that blind eyes would be opened, that deaf ears would be cleared. Lord Jesus, today as we look ahead to this year, we do so knowing that according to Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts for our good and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. Today I pray for that future. I pray for that hope that you've promised each one of us. Today we trust you, and I speak a blessing. Even as people pray with some of our leaders and pastors, we come into agreement with you right now in Jesus' name for God's protection to be upon you, for God's guiding hand to be in your life, that he would order your steps, that he would open doors before you, and he would complete the good work that he started within you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God's best to you, Calvary. We love you so very much. And today, as we continue to work throughout the week, I want you to know that we, as your pastors, we are praying for you. We love you. So today, I encourage you, don't feel that you need to rush away. Remain, if you would, and agree in prayer with those that are here and available. And we're believing that this is going to be just the most incredible year to come as we trust God together and believe for his blessing in every part of our lives, in marriages, in relationships, in friendships, in everything you put your hand to do, that God's blessing would be seen there. I love you, Calvary. God bless you. Have an amazing week.